Oh, shoot. I was just putting a note up for the other residents about a potluck that I'm okay, so yeah, it's I was putting it on your door. No, it's not a potluck invitation. Well, hi, I don't know if you know me. I'm your neighbor. I'm Dungarees. I moved in like half a year ago, and nice to meet you. It's so embarrassing. I don't know how to say this. But I've noticed that you have over many friends. That you're really close to. And well, while I think that's really sweet that you have so many friends, or maybe it's the same woman over and over, I don't know. I think it's so great that you spend so much time with people that enjoy your company so loudly. And you seem to enjoy their company quite loudly too. But I am your neighbor, and we do actually happen to share a bedroom wall, and it does make my nighttime routine a little disturbed. So I thought maybe I would politely ask you to consider moving these activities to your friend's house or their apartment, or perhaps lowering the decibels of the activities to a more normal level, because I'm certain that there's something abnormal going on. I don't think that's how you're supposed to sound when you're doing these activities. I'm sorry? I don't see how me partaking in these activities are any of your concern. Stick where? I assure you, I don't have a stick anywhere inside me. Anyways, this has gotten really out of hand really fast. So I guess I'll just ask you to please maybe ask your lovely women that you have over to perhaps be a little quieter, so that your poor neighbor can actually get some rest and sleep and not stay awake for 3 hours listening to you bang against the headboard. It's really the neighborly thing to do. I mean, how would you feel if I had people over all night and I was just screaming my head off? I wouldn't, mind you, because I'm not like that. But how would you feel if I did that? I'm certain I don't understand you. You haven't heard me do anything. I'm a very good girl. I will have you know that I'm a very good girl. And I do not have nighttime callers over. In fact, I'm a virgin. Okay? So I don't understand how you could have heard me doing anything. No. No, there's no way you can hear me touch myself, because I do not touch myself. And if I did, which I don't, it would only be after you had left for work, because I am a very good neighbor. What? I. Well, the only reason I have to do that is because you get me all hot and bothered with your nighttime activities of yourself. I listen to these women scream through the walls, and I am certain that there is nothing you are actually doing that is getting them that riled up. Well, because it's unnatural. The sounds that they make is purely unnatural. No woman could really sound like that. No. No, I assure you, you could not get me to sound like that. I am a good girl, and I don't scream like that. No, I wouldn't. All right. I'll make you a deal. Yes, I will make you a deal. If you can't get me to scream like that, you have to stop having all these girls over so I can get some goddamn rest. Well, we don't need to set that up because you're not going to get me to scream like that. No. I mean, what possibly could you do? What about my virginity? Well, it doesn't matter because this is a bet. Those things don't count in these bets because I'm not, we won't be having sex. I will be proving a point. It's different. Yes, it's very much different. And I will actually be saving myself in the future from having to listen to you do this to other girls. And I will also be saving other girls in the future. So actually, I'm promoting virgin behavior by fucking you for this bet. So, what are you scared now? Huh? Do you doubt you're gonna make me scream like the other girls? Well, I guess. I mean, you can always just turn down the bet. Yeah, and then I win automatically, of course.